Okay, this coming Motzi Shabbos, we're going to begin our upcoming Chag of Chag HaShavuos, and what a better way to prepare for Chag HaShavuos than with a few points to ponder, and let's get up right away. First of all, in terms of our preparation for Torah, the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshiva Farakway, Rabbi Chil Yitzchak Per Shalita, would note that while Torah has a lot of Chachma, wisdom in it, the Chachma is not the totality of Torah. Torah wants something more from us. It wants us. Torah wants our commitments. It wants our deepest striving, our desires. And Hashem wants us the way that we are, even if we're not the best. But He wants us to commit ourselves to Him. And that's what love is. He wants us. And Shavuos is the opportunity to celebrate that Nisuin. Shavuos gives us the opportunity to celebrate the us. We also talk about the name Shavuos. And it's interesting that the name Shavuos refers to both weeks and to the concept of a Shavua, an oath. And what's the connection? So the late, great Rav Bernard Weinberger, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, the author of the Shemana Tov, explains that the Gemara in Shavuos and Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis notes that we're Mushba ve'omid me'har Sinai, we're sworn from our Sinai to keep the word of Hashem. In addition, Hashem is sworn not to change us or make us into a Temura and exchange us for a different nation. And so hence the double name for the two oaths from our Sinai that this holiday commemorates. We swear to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu swears Kaviyachol to us as well. We're told, B'Shavuoseichem, we're told that during our holiday of Shavuos, and in the Maftir of Shavuos, we note that we offer a new mincha to Hashem on Shavuos. Now, why is Shavuos referred to as Shavuoseichem, as hours in the plural? So Reb Shapsi Rosenthal of Shlita suggested that when one does an accounting from an outside firm, the audit is sterile, and the numbers are recorded and generated. However, when one is the CEO of a business, the accounting becomes a personal experience to how one is doing. And the same is true when one counts Sfira. It's a personal experience for each person to know how one is doing and where one's personal progress is. And if we culminate that personal progress with Shavuos, we can individually experience the holiday in a totally different place and on high. We're told Mikra Kodesh Yelochem. It's supposed to be a day of Kodesh to you. What does the Torah specify to you only in regard to Shmini Atzeres and Shavuos? So Rav Gifter Zatzal explains that when it comes to Shavuos, which celebrates Matan Torah, a person might think that the proper thing to do is to be as separate from Olam Hazeh as possible. Therefore, the Torah says no. In fact, the Torah was brought into this world at the time in order for one to find Torah guidance, even in issues of the Guf. And the same is true for Shmini Atzeres. Lest one think that after the Yamim Tovim, one needs to turn around and be an ascetic, the Torah wants us to understand that that is not so. We also are told that in regard to Matan Torah, Kaf Aleim Harkegigis, God held the mountain over their heads. It seems odd that the Torah needed to be forced onto the people, since of course Bnei Yisrael said Nasa Benishma. But the Medrash Tanchuma in Parashas Noach explains that the forcing was on accepting the Torah Shabbal Peh. The people readily accepted Torah Shabbat. So Rav Asher Weinshalit explained that at Mamad Har Sinai, the experience was so majestic that the people were experiencing Hashem just like Malachim do. And they did so willingly, putting Nasev first, which got them the two crowns according to the Gemara and Shabbos on Peches Amad Aleph. But Rav Asher adds that Hashem lifted the mountain because He wanted the people to know that the Torah was not another gift like the spoils of Mitzrayim or the Mun. It was a responsibility and a covenant that they accepted willingly and with love and joy. And the great Rosh Yeshiva of Landers, Rabbi Yonis and Sack Shalita, adds that the ultimate beauty of the Jewish nation is that we serve Hashem with love like servants who serve without the desire to receive reward, like Avonim HaMisham Shema Sarav Shalom Amanas L'Kabal Pras. This relationship is solidified on Shavuos at the time of Matan Torah. You know, on Matan Torah, we have the opportunity on the second day of Yontif here in Chutz La'aretz to read Megillas Rus. And we're told in Megillas Rus that Naomi tells Rus to go ahead, that you're going to go ahead and wash and dress up. Now, how could Naomi tell Rus to act in a manner that was so opposite the rules of Tznius? And how could things grow out of such a opportunity? So the late, great Rav Shimon Schwab Zatzal suggested that Naomi knew that the Messianic line was destined to come from this union. But Naomi understood that it would need to correct the sin of Yehuda, whose child Peretz still had the stain of the circumstances of his conception within his lineage. And so by sending Rus to Boaz, the descendant of Peretz, who would not act as Yehuda did, Naomi was correcting the effect of the sin and setting the stage proper. That's a dangerous undertaking, and it's not one that's always recommended. But sometimes what we need to do is make it our business to follow through and to understand that there are times that we as children have the opportunity to correct the sins of the past. Which, by the way, leads us to the fact that on the last day of Yontiv, we will also recite Yizkor. And Rosh Shechter Shalita would often remind us that Yizkor is not recited on Yontiv because that's when the shuls are full, and that's the best time for the appeal. But rather, on the last day of Achag, the coffers of the stuck arms of community were often bare. And that's when we read the Pasuk of Ish Kemat Nasiado. So therefore, it's a reminder to give tzedakah. We've introduced the concept of Yizkor in these days because of Balei HaTosis, who told us that in order to have the giving of tzedakah serve as a schus for one's parents, who raised the child with proper attitudes and values regarding sharing assets. We have those not reciting Yizkor leave in order not to let anyone think that the reason that some aren't davening is because he or she doesn't believe in the power of prayer. The truth of the matter is, a lot of these Yizkor practices that we have that look to be divisive are actually designed to be anything but. Sometimes in our lives we need to understand that a holiday like Shavuos gives us a chance to realize we're a lot more together. And when are we together? When we're tachas hashgachas shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And here we have six different thoughts to carry us through the Yontif, to give us a Chag Sameach Mea HaKadosh Baruch Hu bench all of us, not only with a Chag Sameach, but an opportunity to get to Moadim L'Simcha L'Gula Shlema, Chag Sameach to all.